Hello, everybody. Welcome to Morning English. This is Leona.
Morning, guys. This is Blair.
节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
啊 ,Blair, 我磕的 CP 真的 BE 了啦。
啊，哪一对啊？
王子文和 Andrew, 你知道他们是因为一个恋综在一起的，当时看的时候觉得他们好甜呀、They used to be so sweet.
Well, I heard that they had some conflicts in a reality show.
Oh, yes, in the later one. 后来有一档节目哈。So the audiences have already thought that they might break up one day.
啊，就是一开始很浪漫，相处过程当中呢，又产生了很多的矛盾。尤其是 Andrew 成长的这个文化背景和王子文相差太远了。
Yes, so maybe not that typical, but they could be called the international couple to some extent.
恋爱难啊，异国恋就更难了。
没错。
可能需要面对的和克服的问题呢就更多。
其实现在跨国恋呀或者跨国婚姻也并不少见哈。And actually starting an international relationship or marriage is really cool and brave.
Yes. Although Ava and Andrew ended their relationships, it doesn't mean all the international ones doomed to fail.
Right. 咱俩一直都是希望的使者。
传播正能量嘛。
Yeah. So how about we talk about the international relationship today?
Okay, sounds good.那今天我们的所有内容都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
正如我们刚刚说的啊，跨国恋其实是会让人觉得很兴奋啊，因为会有一些更新的体验嘛。
对。
But at the same time, there are so many things that are new and different, interesting and challenging.
没错，当然就是有两面性的嘛。So it's not a perfect fairy tale.
哎，童话里都是骗人的啦。那 fairy tale 就是童话的意思啊。教各位男同志啊一句彩虹屁。She was like a princess in a fairy tale.
她就像童话里的公主。
对，
虽然做不了童话里的公主吧，但大家还是想拥有童话般的生活，尤其是在婚礼的时候，对吧？So for example, they had a fairy tale wedding. 一个童话
般
的
婚，
对，童话般的婚礼啊。那这里的 fairy 和 tale 中间加了一个连字符，所以可以用作一个形容词。
很梦幻啊。But I have to say, get your head out of the clouds. 不要只抱有美好的幻想
啊，一下就被拉回现实了啊。那这句话呢很形象，把你的头从云里拿。
拿出来
清醒一点嘛。For example, get your head out of the clouds. We only have 1 hour left to finish it. 这句话对付那种拖延症患者来说非常适用啊。
感觉我有被点的。So if you dream a fairy tale international relationship and about to dip your toe into the topic, you'd better know more about the pro and con.
那尝试之前还是要谨慎了解嘛。那这里的 dip your toe into something 表示的就是小心的去尝试去探索。Dip, D-I-P, 它的意思是进蘸，就比如说吃饺子蘸醋啊，那个蘸 toe T O E 是脚趾头的意思。想象一下，你把脚趾头轻轻的去蘸一下水，那不是尝试试探这个意思吗？
感觉我突然想到那个在危险的边缘疯狂试探呀。
对，
那去多尝试一些新的东西啊。比如说，有时候会对我妈妈说，让她多去尝试一些新的手机功能啊，努力的跟上这个世界的脚步嘛。
对
，You don't need to dip your toe into the app building world.
Yes. So for international couples, the first challenge might be the language barrier, 对吧？异国情侣他们要面对的第一个挑战应该就是语言障碍了。
Right, language barrier. Barrier 就是障碍壁垒的意思，like trade barrier, 贸易壁垒我们经常说的。For example, if the trade barrier is broken, gradually country economy is more free.
对，这属于是一种无形的壁垒了啊。那我们游山玩水的时候经常会听到，一座山或者一条河形成了一道天然的壁垒。
对。
Like the Yangtze River is a natural barrier to the northeast.
actually, language barrier can be broken gradually only if you start to learn the language. 其实语言的障碍还是通过学习啊，至少可以减弱一些的嘛。
没错，那更加根深蒂固的还是文化背景方面的差异啊。我就记得王子文和 Andrew 因为做饭的时候，哎，王子文说了一句，给你做一道菜， Andrew 就不太开心了。
Yeah, I remember that. Andrew is more like Western people.
对。
They express their emotions openly and directly.
Right, and they give preferences to the individual. So they don't like someone say, I do this for you. 哎，这个给你做，好像让他觉得有负担一样。
Yeah, but actually it's not Ava's fault either.
Yes. So we can't blame any of them because they just adhere to their own principle which they thought are right. 就都只是坚持自己认为对的那个原则而已，对吧？所以很难说谁对谁错吧。
哎，对，可能就是太过于坚持了吧。
没错。
Adhere to, 意思就是坚持拥护，比如说一些很有原则的人啊。She adhered to her principles throughout her life.
对。那再比如我们说到文化差异的时候呢，会有些观念比较传统。Some cultures adhere to a more traditional concept when it comes to gender roles.
Yes, maybe they would expect the women to be a good wife and a good mom.
Exactly. But people will not understand you when you plunge into a different culture. 尤其是当我们进入到另外一个不同的文化环境当中，其他人感觉没有办法理解你啊。
对，因为其实相对来说，反而你是那个跟大家不太一样的。So plunge into 意思就是投入到某件事情当中。
没错， plunge 这个单词呢，它本来的意思有这个向下倒、猛冲的意思。所以 plunge into 就可以表示直接的跳入。For example, he plunged into the river to find his ring. 啊，扎一个猛子，哎，这种感觉啊。
对啊，可以扎一个猛子进水里啊。当然，我们可以一头扎入到工作当中啊，或者是一些需要忙的事情当中。So plunge into 还可以表示人投入到什么事情当中。For example, the company is planning to plunge into the commercial market.
那还是希望大家不要这么猛的一头扎进去了啊。New culture will sometimes wipe out a part of you. 当然，能够包容新的文化呢是一件好事，但磨合不好的话，还是会消耗掉自己的。
Right, wipe out 意思是消灭、摧毁啊。Wipe 这个单词 ，WIPE 做名词的时候呢，有抹布的意思。所以做动词的时候就有擦除、去除的这个意思。
对，我们希望的啊是去除掉一些不好的东西。像现在呢，经济状况慢慢的回温了。We're trying to wipe out unemployment.
Yes, 啊，比如说像刚刚过去的315消费者保护权益日啊， We hope to wipe out fake products.
But you can never wipe out yourself. 就是我们说的不能内耗啊。
没错，我们要勇敢的去爱，去打破这个壁垒啊。但是更重要的还是要爱我们自己。
And we love you guys.
Love you.
Okay, so this is all the time we have for today's podcast. And welcome to leave your comments.
最后再提醒大家一下，节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
So thank you so much for listening. This is Blair.
This is Leona. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。